Thousands are expected to rally in Washington today. They'll push for protections for immigrants who've arrived without visas. This Saturday in Los Angeles, the National Latino Congreso will lead a rally supporting immigrants' rights, featuring the Reverend Al Sharpton. In Chicago, the debate over illegal immigration has crystallized around one woman, a Mexican mother who sought sanctuary in a church rather than be deported. Her case has gained national attention and has some comparing her to Rosa Parks. That's led to a heated debate among Black Americans. Chicago Public Radio's Lynette Kalsness reports.
Elvira Arellano is in the kitchen cooking eggs and chorizo. That kitchen is in a storefront church where Arellano and her 7-year-old son have been living for the last 3 weeks. Arellano doesn't want to leave her son, who's a U.S. citizen, behind or take him to Mexico.
I know my son feels proud because I, his mother, want to be with him, and I don't want to abandon him.
The pastor of Adalberto United Methodist Church says the congregation will shelter Arellano for as long as it's necessary. Arellano's proud that her case could have implications for immigrants across the nation.
I think that like every immigrant that has come to this country, we have the right to be here because we work, we pay taxes, we contribute to the economy of this country. I think it's a humanitarian right that we can have.
Arellano and her supporters are calling for legal residency for all immigrants and a moratorium on deportations. Some say Arellano's at the forefront of a civil rights movement for immigrants, and they've likened her to Rosa Parks. But Ted Hayes, a well-known human rights advocate from Los Angeles, flew to Chicago recently to urge African Americans to join the Minuteman Project in patrolling the border.
We Black folks, we are the ones who are the reason for why there's freedom for you to come here and better your life. Show a little respect here.
Roland Martin of the Chicago Defender also hosts a radio show with a large Black audience. He says African Americans are sensitive to what they say are attempts to appropriate the imagery of the civil rights movement.
The difference here is, here's somebody who, let's just be honest, snuck into the country, was sent back, snuck back into the country. Then you had Rosa Parks, who was a highly educated woman, was an American citizen, and was being denied a basic right afforded any American. She was a citizen. This lady is not a citizen.
During his radio show, Martin says the phones light up when Arellano or illegal immigration is mentioned. 90% of his callers are against it. Arellano says she never claimed to be Rosa Parks, only that Parks was one of her heroes. The Reverend Albert Tyson III of St. Stephen AME Church in Chicago heads a group of about 200 local ministers. He and several pastors met and prayed with Arellano recently to show support. Tyson says sometimes when a law is unfair, the only way to change it is to break it.
She's taking a stand against an unjust law, so it's not a matter of whether or not she is a lawbreaker. Technically, I'm positive that she probably is. The question is not a question of technicality only. It's a question of what is morally right.
But he's also careful not to compare her case to the civil rights movement. He says the issue is one of human rights, and Haitians and West Africans are among those facing deportation in Chicago. But everyday people are less likely to see things this way. Take the crowd at BJ's Market and Bakery, a soul food restaurant known for its mustard fried catfish. Over by the buffet, Peggy White says she's concerned about how immigrants affect health care and jobs.
Those of us who are here legally, we've paid our dues. And I just think it's, you know, not fair for those people to come over and want everything without having to do something for it.
But Reverend Tyson says African American and Latino leaders are working to change such views.
If you just cruise through our neighborhoods, you will see that we suffer from some of the same problems. Housing is not great. Educational opportunities don't by and large exist. You see a lot of young guys hanging around on the corners without jobs and without hope.
The leaders hope to build coalitions between Black and Latino groups and eventually field candidates for office. Some ministers like Tyson are spreading the word in their sermons. He tells his congregation that their mothers and fathers struggled for rights for everybody.
not just for those who look just like us, but in order that everybody might be able to declare that I have these rights that are inalienable and cannot be taken away from me.
Some of the faces in the audience remain noncommittal, but there are a lot of nodding heads and shouts of amen. Meanwhile, Elvira Arellano remains in her church, awaiting legal efforts to block her deportation. Earlier this week, the Chicago court denied a request that would have let her stay in the country without fear of arrest while her case is decided. For NPR News, I'm Lynette Kalsnes in Chicago.